Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines: UNESCO adds Charaideo Maidan to World Heritage Sites. PM Modi expresses pride. Government Polytechnic parent urges citizens of parent district to join hands together to build a bright future in technology and innovation. India's ace shooter Manu Bhakar creates history by becoming first woman shooter to win a medal in Olympics. And President Draupadi, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulates Manu Bhakar for opening India's medal tally in Paris Olympics. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed pride that Charaideo Maidan of Assam is being included in the UNESCO World Heritage Sites. Addressing the nation in his Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that it will be the 43rd site of India in the list and the first cultural World Heritage Site from the Northeast. Elaborating on why it is such an important place, Modi said Charaideo was the first capital of the Ahom dynasty. The people of the Ahom dynasty traditionally kept the mortal remains of their ancestors and their valuables in the Maidan. Prime Minister added that the Maidan is a symbol of reverence for the departed kings and dignitaries of the Ahom Empire. Prime Minister termed it as a great feat for the Ahom Empire to sustain from the 13th century till the beginning of the 19th century. He stated that the principles and beliefs of the Ahom Empire were so strong that they kept this dynasty alive for a long time. Modi also recalled unveiling the tallest statue of the great Ahom warrior, Lachit Borphukan, on 9th March this year. Prime Minister said he feels privileged to have paid respects to the ancestors of the Ahom community at Lachit Maidan. He urged people to include Charaideo Maidan in their future travel plans. Modi noted that a country can progress only by taking pride in her culture. Highlighting efforts being made in India in this regard, he mentioned Project PARI, which stands for Public Art of India. Prime Minister observed that Project PARI is becoming a great medium to bring emerging artists on one platform to popularize public art. He said that the paintings made on roadsides, walls and underpasses are made by the same artists who are associated with PARI. Modi said this not only enhances the beauty of public places, but also helps in making Indian culture more popular. He gave the example of Delhi's Bharat Mandapam and flyovers, which contains artwork from across the country. He requested art and culture lovers to work more on public art. Speaking about the handloom industry, Modi lauded 250 women of Rohtak district of Haryana for joining the Unnati self-help group and spreading the magic of colors on clothes. The women joined the self-help group and received training in block printing and dyeing. They are now earning lakhs of rupees today, as the bed covers, saris and dupattas made by them are in great demand in the market. The government polytechnic parent has urged the citizens of parent district to join hands together with the institute in order to build a bright future in technology and innovation in the district. Government polytechnic parent principal in charge, Nikrove Fano, and lecturer Sentilila Jamir informed that the polytechnic is under the directorate of technical education and is approved by the State Council for Technical Education, Nagaland. Meanwhile, Government Polytechnic Parent has notified that admissions are open for one-year certification in interior design starting from 29th July to 12th August 2024. The program study offers courses on residential design, commercial design, software design, project management and client interaction. Steel production in India, driven by robust demand for government infrastructure projects, is projected to surpass 300 million tons MT by 2030. Addressing the Bharat Chamber of Commerce, BCC in New Delhi, Steel Secretary Nagendra Nath Sinha said current steel demand remains strong with an infrastructure push from the government and expects a growth of about 10%. Sinha further said that amid the strong GDP growth and continued emphasis on infrastructure from both government and private sectors, steel demand will continue to stay strong. Earlier this week, Union Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries, H.D. Kumaraswamy, launched SIMS 2.0 portal, the upgraded steel import monitoring system, to provide actionable intelligence to stakeholders for effective decision-making and strategic planning.
डिजिटल साक्ष्य भी होंगे पारंपरिक साक्ष्य। भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम मतलब नया कानून 1 जुलाई से लागू। आजाद भारत के अपने कानून।
This news is a broadcast of Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Delhi police has detained the owner and coordinator of the coaching center in Old Rajendranagar after flooding in its basement killed 3 civil services aspirants. 3 students lost their lives after being trapped in the basement of the building yesterday. DCP Central M. Harshavardhan said 2 females and a male have died in the incident and their bodies have been sent for the legal postmortem examination. He said work is continuously underway to pump out the water. A case has been registered and the investigation is underway. Delhi Mayor Shelly Oberoi has directed the MCD Commissioner that strict action should be taken against coaching centres across Delhi which are running commercial activities in basements in violation of building bylaws. The 2-day conclave of chief ministers and deputy chief ministers of BJP-ruled states called Mukhya Mantri Parishad concluded in New Delhi today. Addressing the valedictory session of the conclave, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, when the central and state governments work strongly towards the coordinated efforts of public welfare, then the goal of a developed nation will be definitely achieved. The Prime Minister said, the development of heritage as well as creation of heritage have special importance in the concept of developed India. Modi said, we all should keep this aspect in mind always. India's ace shooter Manu Bhakkar has created history by becoming first woman shooter to win a medal in Olympics. In the women's 10-meter air pistol final event, she scored 221.7 to win a bronze medal in the Paris Olympics. This also marks India's first Olympic medal in the ongoing games. Bhakkar showcased exceptional skill and composure against Korean shooters Kim Ye-ji and Oh Ye-jin. Bhakkar's win is a significant milestone for Indian shooting, marking the country's growing prowess in the discipline on the international stage. Meanwhile, Arjun Babuta has filled his spot in the men's 10-meter air rifle final with a 7th-place finish in the qualification round today. Babuta shot a score of 630.1. Shooter Ramita Jindal has also qualified for the final of women's 10-meter air rifle event. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated Manu Bhakkar for opening India's medal tally by winning a bronze in 10-meter air pistol event in Paris Olympics 2024. The President said she is the first Indian woman to win an Olympic medal in a shooting competition, adding that India is proud of Manu Bhakkar as her feat is going to inspire many sportspersons, especially women. Mumu wished for her to scale greater heights of accomplishment in the future. Vice President Dhankar said she not just opened the medal tally for India in Paris, but also became the first Indian woman to win an Olympic medal in shooting. Dhankar also said her achievement is going to inspire the countless young girls who aspire to raise Bharat's tricolour at Olympic podium. Prime Minister Modi said it is a historic medal for India. He said, it is an incredible achievement and this success is more special as she became the first woman to win a medal in shooting for India. To end the news, here are the headlines again. UNESCO adds Charai Deo Maidan to World Heritage Sites. PM Modi expresses pride. Government Polytechnic Perin urges citizens of Perin District to join hands together to build a bright future in technology and innovation. India's ace shooter Manu Bhakkar creates history by becoming first woman shooter to win a medal in Olympics. And President Draupadi, Vice President and Prime Minister congratulates Manu Bhakkar for opening India's medal tally in Paris Olympics. With that, we come to the end of the evening news bulletin. Have a good night.